something we can do.
Vegas, Nevada. You're listening to LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.
Yeah.
Vegas Hosting is your one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs. With up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
Warning, warning, Spankwagon Radio is now on the air. Spankwagon Radio.
Oh, shit!
That is an interesting photo.
Yes.
Is that a Fark Photoshop or what?
I don't know.
That's an awesome photo. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night, 6 p.m. Las Vegas time, and that, of course, means one very, very, very important thing.
That means that you, the listener, are listening to Spankwagon Radio.
I'm your host, Trencher.
I, of course, am Claude Balls.
And with us
is Flying Jay on time.
Hey,
for the
yeah.
first time.
Yeah,
hey, yeah,
on time for the first time. Very nice. You walked in the door, I thought it was Claude here, and I was like, nice.
Yeah, I know.
Flying Jay actually beat you here, so hey.
Yeah, very good. So anyhow, let's see, where do we start off? Okay, Spankwagon Radio, you're listening to us live via the internet. You're either listening to us on a syndicate station, or you're listening to us on a syndicate station. Well, I just lost.
Good job there, Captain Redundant.
Yay! Yay! Just making sure.
No, no, he said syndicate and then syndicate station.
Oh, thank you. Yes, it's sort of the vanilla ice argument.
Yeah, ding, or ding, ding.
Yeah, it's dun, 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 compared to dun, 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 dun.
Right.
Okay, it's dun, 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 versus dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, that the vanilla ice argument.
I actually know that, like, the back of my hand, dude.
It's not the same.
It's not the same.
No, but it's also not that 80% rule. Hey, by the way, if you want to join us live, you can, first off, you can go to spankwagon.net. Click on the cam and chat, and you can join us in the wonderful chat room. You're going to want to hang out there for your mad props. Also, you want to keep in touch with us during this show here when it's live. You can give us a call at 1-866. Excuse me, that's your deal to do. I'm sorry. The phone numbers, please.
1-866-LB-ROCKS, Las Vegas logo, 383-8120.
So there you
word.
Go.
Word. Respect, Knuckles.
Respect, yeah. R.E.
Respect nothing.
Don't even put those in front of my face.
Wow. What do you have against black people?
I don't have anything against black people. I have a lot against you and your humor.
Humor what?
I don't know. That's kind of exactly the same question I ask.
You're kind of racist tonight.
I'm not racist. Don't start on this kick.
Hey, you can't like hate on his artificial blackness. I mean, come on, dude.
Come on, okay. Do me a favor. Face the door. Take a look here at how the plastinization of his hair has already started to occur.
Aerodynamics.
That's right.
Not aerodynamics, but the little white crystals of plastic that have now become grown on. I mean, it's sort of like sugar crystals in a freezer, you know?
He was eating his own dander earlier this week.
Oh, yum.
It was really great to gross Flying Jay out while I peeled dead skin off my face and ate it.
Yeah, a la gold member.
It's Schulte. And he fucking got grossed out.
What is wrong? Anybody should. What is wrong with you?
I'm sitting here trying to have a fucking a serious conversation with this dope, and he's sitting there eating his skin.
Well, the reason he got sunburned, the same reason I got sunburned, we were out the track last Saturday for Mopars at the Strip. Yeah. All day long.
Yeah. All day. All day, all day.
Yeah, my old lady's going to the drag races, you know, without me. So.
What club?
Huh?
What club?
No. The NHRA.
Oh. We should have got tickets. We could have kept
track.
No, free
fucking tickets, man.
She's got shitty seats.
Yeah,
she has shitty seats.
No, she has pit passes.
Oh, they're all pit
passes.
They're
all pit passes, dude.
Dude, every ticket you buy at an NHRA event is a pit pass because they actually, unlike NASCAR, put the racing teams right there.
Yeah.
So, like, you can actually mingle and watch them do their job. You can't get in there with them, but,
she'll be in there with Short Line. There, they got a semi-pro.
The Short Line, the Sportsman. I know that group. Yeah. No big deal.
Dude, it's nothing special.
It's
sucks. I wanted to go.
Well, maybe we'll go in the fall when the next when it comes around again. You, Claude, and I will go in the fall.
Okay.
It's pretty cool to go deaf.
Yeah, you'll have to. We will. You will have to buy earplugs and also ear covers.
I've been to them before. So.
Pretty cool, aren't they?
Yeah.
Well, speaking of cars, we had a very interesting debate. I've not had a chance to talk to you about this yet.
Okay.
But the Thursday, I had a very interesting. It was Wednesday night. I had a very interesting revelation. For a while now, we've really despised the Dodge Charger.
Mm-hmm.
And there was something about the front clip I couldn't figure out, and I did. It looks like a Hyundai Elantra.
Yeah, actually, you posted that up on spankwagon.net with the images of the Hyundai Elantra. And actually, I even took that so far. I went to and posted that on one of the Mopar boards that I very much frequent. So I'm actually waiting to see the reaction from when people realize that the front headlights and the entire front hood assembly is shaped identical to that of the Charger.
Even the curves around the headlights and everything.
The hood line. The only thing difference is the fact that the hood line goes down to the grill, which probably also includes the grill, unlike the Charger where the grill and the front clip assembly are separate.
Basically, to me right there, if you've ever seen like a lot of early prototype cars, DeLorean's a great example of too, of where they had a front clip where it was slanted forward at the top, but then they made it more aerodynamic where they switched around the pitching of the final production car. You see that a lot with cars, and
except for Mustang. Mustang still does the sort of overbite look.
Right, but I mean, it's like, to me, it looks like prototype versions of the same car.
It does. It really does. The headlight assemblies, the grille assemblies. Even looking at a body profile, if you scroll scroll up to the top picture of the blue car, or bluish, the body profiling can be almost identical if the Hyundai would have raised its belt line just about maybe another 4 inches.
Yeah. Could
have been almost identical. I mean, of course, you know, the conceptual drawing of the Charger that you have has these big 22-inch wheels, you know, so it does make a little bit of a difference.
That was the best picture I could get to be as close.
No, that's a perfect picture.
But I mean, even so much, you can see both with the high beam and low beam cluster assortments, followed immediately by the turn signals, and then even flowing down into the bumper assembly where we have the exact same placement of both fog lights and center grille.
So, yeah, I mean, very, very, very similar cars. I guess it's just same argument that I've always kind of said. I mean, everybody says it about everything. You know, Hollywood's out of ideas. You know, industry sucks because they're out of ideas.
Well,
same thing.
Well, it's negatable, and the reason why is when you have certain car houses or design houses that design certain types of cars, you're going to have certain artists, and their vehicles have very, very similar traits.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, they have very similar looks because they share some of the same traits. Guargio is the best, absolutely best example I can give of this being the wedge shape.
Well, yeah, the Guargio design and the Lotus, the DeLorean.
Start with the prototype Lotus for the wedge shape, and then and go to its website and watch how that evolved all the way up to when it was finally canceled in the late 90s. And I believe one of those was the, it's a Volkswagen. What the hell is that called? It's named after the city where they're built.
I'm sorry, the only name I'm thinking of right now is Passat, and that's the only thing that's coming to my mind.
No, it's not a Passat. It's kind of like a Isuzu I-Marx, kind of, sort of. But you can see how you have the same wedge traits, but how on each of these cars, as they went along, you know, they filled their fenders out a little bit, and they got a little huskier in the back, and things like that. I mean, that's to be expected, of course. But with the goddamn Charger, dude, that looks like almost like blatant ripoff.
Well, you know, when we looked at the Charger, I mean, everyone there... Well, first off, when we were there that night, that day... I even leaned over to Claude and I said, "Hey, you know what? I'm going to just start booing."
And I was hesitant at first.
Will you join me? And you're like, "Well, I don't know.
Yeah, why not? Let's try this." I'm like, okay.
So when the Charger actually went down the track, which it looked pathetic doing so.
Oh my god, dude!
I mean, the whole crowd was just quiet. No one really cared.
High 17s the first run.
Yeah. No one really cared, and then went on its way back. I just went boo, boo. Claude here starts going boo. Finally, we hear about five rows away, boo.
And then the second time they debuted it, with other people were booing then, too.
Yeah, so other people were booing. So
they wanted to get my driver's license number and personal information to test drive that car.
No way, not to test drive a car.
General Motors doesn't even ask for that. Bullshit, man. I'm not doing that. Fucking goddamn trade. Oh, speaking of which, apparently Daimler got their asses saved today.
Asses saved?
Yes, they've thrown out the Krikorian lawsuit.
So they found Jesus.
Well, they didn't find Jesus.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding.
The absolute positive proof that it was a takeover got thrown out of court?
In Germany.
Oh.
Of all places.
Germany. Of course it got thrown out of
Germany.
Well,
yeah, it's their home fucking court, dude. What do they care?
Yeah, really. It's all income to them. Oh, that sucks.
Where the hell was that?
Well, we'll find it some other... Don't worry about it. So anyhow, yeah, I you know, that's... You know, it may have been lost if you're using FARC. FARC had a huge...
No, it's right here. This is from the Boston Globe. They reported this. And where the hell is it? If it'll load here. Yeah, Berlin. A U.S. District Court judge has ruled in favor of German U.S. automaker Daimler Chrysler AG in a high-profile securities lawsuit that pitted Daimler against billionaire Kirk Kerkorian, the company said yesterday. Krikorian, of course, was suing for $1 billion and possibly, hopefully, to get Daimler to break off and surrender Chrysler back.
Mm-hmm.
However, Daimler's defense was, well, you know what, he approved the merger, and he's just sore that he didn't get back the investment he thought, so he's trying to take us to court. And apparently the judge bought it.
Interesting. Well, of course, Daimler Chrysler shares fell today, fell $1.80 down to $42.50 total.
On the New York Stock Exchange.
So, you know, in all honesty, I mean, as a Mopar, as a Chrysler product fan, and I've bought several Chryslers and several Chrysler products, mm-hmm. new, used, and very, 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 very much towards the end of their life cycle used.
Yes.
You know, this saddens me in a way because, as far as I'm concerned, it was a hostile takeover. You know, in my opinion, it was.
It was, certainly.
It really was an
Especially
merger of equals.
The articles they posted about how for years they were trying to get a hold of their air conditioning patents.
Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things. Chrysler invented air conditioning. If anybody didn't know that, one of the first major buildings downtown New York City in Manhattan was the Chrysler building with air conditioning.
However, back in the day, they used ammonia.
Yes.
Ammonia is very good refrigerant, but it's very fucking dangerous, obviously, to have a closed environment.
You get an ammonia leak, and you get an ammonia leak in a service room, and someone goes in to check it out. They're dead.
Exactly.
Pure and simple, they're dead.
Now, there's something very interesting about this, too. I didn't get a chance to post this to the site yet because I kept getting sidetracked with a lot more other arguments on other
other forums.
But there's a follow-up to our little journey. It's pretty good. Flying J, I love this, too. Last Saturday, we, of course, went to Mopars at the Strip.
Right, right.
Nice car show. We got very sunburned. And on the way home...
We
were heading east on Charleston. So
yeah.
We're in my
Flying J, you may want to pay attention to this. Maybe do your homework in a little while.
So we're going east on Charleston.
Oh,
yeah, yes, that's nice. You're drawing comic books. That's visual comedy. It works excellent on the
radio.
It does. Happy fuck you guys.
Would you like to do a pratfall? Wow, what timing.
We don't even have the cam on right. Here we go.
All right.
So anyhow.
So we're heading east on Charleston. Well, as we're talking, my thoughts kind of drift away.
Kind of?
There were three very attractive ladies walking down the sidewalk.
First off, ladies walking down the sidewalk on the east side of town.
At night.
Oh, well, hi. How are you? How much?
kind of a question.
Well,
Actually a very valid question.
They were very good looking, too. Now, the problem
I didn't even notice that.
You didn't even notice it. It's sad.
Wow. You're married.
Well, that's not... I'm married, not dead, you know.
Well, I'm dead and married. So...
Anywho.
We'll get to that. Yeah. But no, what happened was as we are driving down the road right there, my attention drifts towards these three young ladies walking down the sidewalk. Now, this is the thing.
I'm going to argue this one to the death because I know where you're going.
Now, the people in front of me, the two gentlemen and the Ford Taurus, had decided to look at the ladies the same, much like bird watchers, except for they stopped.
Okay.
Now,
in the middle of the road.
In the middle of the road.
Right.
Now,
Were they Caucasian or other?
We're going to get to this.
Okay.
Now, the thing about it is, tell me something, Flying Jane. If you're in the vehicle with someone in the passenger seat, and the driver doesn't realize that they're about to crash head first into a stationary object in front of them, what would you do to get their attention?
I would probably yell at them or something, or better still, grab the fucking steering wheel.
Well, it seems that, fearless genius over here tells me, you need to stop! You need to stop!
That's all you did?
That's all
that's
I'm going to do.
Did.
I'd be like,
that
is fucking shit.
Okay, first off,
here's the thing. If someone screams, that immediately tells me, I need to... Thank you. I was not calling Michael Jackson.
Do the goofy thing.
I can hear him doing that. You need to stop.
Well, I didn't scream. I ended up just sliding into the back.
Yeah, you slid into the back, so you
but
hit the brakes.
The problem is this. I'm looking like this, and he's like, "You need to stop." I'm like, "Stop? What for? What do I need to stop for?"
Okay, but you wait. You registered that you heard me.
I heard you fine.
Okay, you registered that
there
you
was
heard
no
me.
There was no sense of urgency in your voice.
Okay, you can't. You obviously have never driven with panic people.
Yeah, I have.
Okay, not panic enough, because if you yell at someone who drives, you know you're going to get it. I mean, I could never yell at my wife while she's driving.
Right.
I could never yell at my dad.
And the reason
I could never yell at my mom, because
do you know why?
Kill me.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because you only yell if there's a fucking emergency. If you're going to be a pussy and go, "Oh my God, a cop," if nobody's doing anything wrong,
okay.
you're going to piss people off because you cry wolf too often.
I have been programmed by my estranged redhead. Mm-hmm. Not to say anything to her about driving in the vehicle, or I will get basically an onslaught of
40 lashes
obscenities.
All right. Okay.
I will give somebody a respectable amount of encouragement to stop if you're about to run into a stationary object. I'll be like,
you scream.
Stop.
You express fear.
No, you see,
you do not make a casual recommendation.
It was not casual.
It was casual.
It was casual. Be like, "Hey, you need to stop." That's casual. Going,
now,
"You need
depends.
To stop" is not casual.
Yes, it is.
It depends on how close you are, too. You
also,
know, if you're like fucking like...
Yeah,
like
it wasn't. I mean,
we weren't
seconds from death.
Like, oh, my
sure.
hell, stop, for the love of
no,
God.
No, it wasn't that. It definitely wasn't that. What it was is we had enough time if he would have paid attention and not only registered what I said, but actually followed through.
I registered what you said, but it was a friendly recommendation. Like,
no,
why do you want...
It was not a friendly recommendation.
Yes, it
was. Nothing
when you
friendly.
Tell me you need to stop when, and I'm looking at girls, I'm figuring you want to talk to them.
No.
So I'm thinking of a friendly retort.
Okay, so there you go. First off, there's a couple flaws in your argument. First off, you
a
know I'm
flaws.
Not going to want to stop and talk to him. You know that. You absolutely know that.
So therefore, you make me want to register why you want to stop and talk to him.
Okay, if I told you, "Hey, we need to stop. My stomach is acting up," you'll stop. I'm not going to get all upset and, you know, crazy about it. Actually,
but
Virtual One even says, "Body language is more effective than me." I know for a fact how I can get Vert to stop a vehicle, because when we used to play cat and mouse, I had shitty cars and couldn't play. That I was lazy. And I used to ride with him. So if I said, "Hey, you need to take a right," he knew. "Hey, you need to take a right." Boom. He took a right.
Well, I'm not.
Maybe you're not a responsible enough driver.
I see. Because you're in a situation with someone that is non-threatening and giving them directions, that makes them a better driver.
Yes.
Whereas I'm about to slide in the back of two big black guys that are drunk in a Ford Taurus.
Yes. And you are staring and not focusing on the road ahead of you.
Yes.
Mr., I have $1,000 worth of tickets, reduced to parking tickets for his own benefit, a year. You make the city of Vegas...
No, that's running total for four.
Is that running
five.
For four, for five? Okay, so anyhow...
Parking tickets or actual...
Well, actual
moving violations reduced to parking tickets.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, this guy, you know, him and the cops have a great rapport. They turn on the lights, he smiles. It's just sort of a flinch thing, you know. He sits there and he's standing across the street from the fire station. The lights go off, he's just stopping and... Shit. He thinks he's gotten busted again.
You never can tell. But the point here is, you're comparing giving someone directions
to
somebody else.
I'm just saying,
else.
I've driven with, I've ridden with a lot of people,
no.
and that is mostly
your logic
enough.
Is flawed. And let me explain why. Because you're saying, if I need to stop, if I tell you, "You need to stop, my stomach is acting up," that to me tells, okay, I need to stop as soon as I can to go over and pull you over.
Okay,
not right fucking now so you can jump out and shit in the fucking bushes.
Whee!
Doing your incontinence there, too.
Yes. But so, my point is, though, is you... Okay, first off, and we can argue this for all 2 hours, but and we're both going to stick with our own points. I don't feel that yelling, you know, it's just not my style. You're expecting me to do something that is uncharacteristic.
I'm expecting you to do something human.
So no, that's not necessarily human. Everybody has their own way of doing it.
This is what I would do, guys, okay, in that situation. I just bail out the vehicle.
You'd be like those
street.
People that they show the first snowstorm in Colorado. People are jumping out of their cars because they're going to get a fender bender.
Yeah, I'll just dive out, you know.
That's great. Hey, tell us what you think. 1-866-LB-ROCKS. Local Las Vegas 338120.
We need some more input.
Yeah, what would you
what would you guys do
if you were in Claude's truck and I was about to slam into two drunk black guys?
Please give us a call and even a demonstration. We'll much appreciate it.
Very much so.
So anyhow, moving on to the story. We're waiting for people to call in.
Moving on, yes.
Moving on.
What
there is more to this story.
There is.
Claude's like, what? Oh, yeah.
That's
you should have told me in a more aggressive tone. Moving on in the story.
So, yes, that's exactly how my reaction was right there. What? Huh? Okay, so then I go, uh-oh, kind of to myself. And I immediately go, and I slam on the brakes. And I skid in the back of this Ford Taurus. I could not weave in the lane next to me because there was some fucking moron in a blue Ford truck. Who I would have just fucking creamed if I'd have just gone boom and got out of the way. So I couldn't do that.
Wait,
so
what color truck? I thought that Ford pickup was white.
No, it was like a blue.
It was white.
Whatever. I'm not going to argue.
It was a cream noise. Color.
With blue trim.
It was right. Periwinkle.
Periwinkle. All right.
Mother of pearl.
Yes. So what happened is we went ahead and we impacted in the Ford Taurus.
When it rolled up about another 100 feet.
Yeah. This guy didn't know what was happening. So what happens, first instinct I have is I jump out of the car, as does the guy in front of me.
And okay, you struck this vehicle.
I struck the vehicle.
Damn.
You go downstairs and look at my bumper.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he struck the vehicle in the Dakota. By the way, this isn't for the chat room. This is for people to call in. 1-866-LV-ROCKS, 383-8120. Tell us what you would do. Not for the chat room.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, for the chat room participants,
moving on.
So what happened is, yeah, I slid in the back, and I got out, and I jumped out to check my damage, first of all, and the guy had come walking up. Well, what happens is, first of all, he thinks we're extremely pissed off.
Because we're both beat fucking red from the sun.
From the sun. We're sunburned. And we didn't realize this till later. So basically, the entire thing goes like this. Boom! Impact your old Zed. Oh, shit. Trencher is fucking freaking out, too. Which is natural. Like, oh, my God. What, you know, and that kind of sense of unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm not like, yelling and screaming
now. No, he's
not
screaming, dude.
I'm still not screaming at anything.
He's just in shock.
I'm like, oh, my God, we hit the person. Oh,
yeah, yeah. That's the way it was.
Now what?
So we get out, and we start looking, and the guy's like, hey, man, you guys all right? And Trencher then gets out, too.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, man, I'm cool, man. Are you all right? And he's like, yeah, man, I'm cool, man. He goes, my buddy, man, he's, you know, my homeboy, man, he spilled, you know, 40 all over him.
Now, this is a longer conversation than this.
Yeah,
but
you got them anyway.
But this, no, he didn't even get to that 40 point until after he started saying, you guys okay? Yeah, are you okay?
Yeah.
He goes, now, you guys look like some hardworking gentlemen.
Because I'm a hardworking man, too, and I can tell.
And he goes, and I got insurance. And Claude's like, yeah, well, I got insurance too, man. So they're both confirming rather non-without proof, you know, that they have insurance.
Right.
And finally, they both, you know, they were like, well, or the guy was like, well, you know, I say we just drive away from this and stay friends and let bygones be bygones.
Right. And, you know, nothing
and we're like,
because
what?
We don't need to tell police. And I'm not we. You were like, And I'm like, hey, that's cool by me, man. I go and I shake his hand. His friend gets out, his homeboy, covered in fucking malt liquor.
Covered in, yeah. Just covered in
comes
malt liquor.
Up.
OE
he's
got
ready.
Splashed.
Yeah, it was OE. You could smell, man.
Yeah.
Wasn't no Colt 45.
Oh, you got the good stuff, though.
Yeah. So homeboy comes up. He's ready for a fight because he sees two of us and shit all beat red. And he's like, what's up, man? He's because he's fucking dazed. He's like, no, man, it's cool, man. It's cool. They're going to forget about it. What? I'm like, yeah, man, it's cool, man. You okay? He's all, yeah, you okay? I'm like, yeah, man. Went and shook his hand and shit. We shook hands. And
yeah, we all shook hands. We're like, see ya, bye, later.
Peace, nigga. You think they would have took off? Peace,
so
nigga.
We you know, we get back in the vehicle.
So we walk in the vehicle, and Mark's like, I'm like, let's go. We got to go.
You can cry.
I'm like, where are we going? He's like, we're
away.
Just, away. He tries to turn right or left to take, like, super far away from town.
Right.
Yeah.
But he doesn't get that far.
Oh,
Fake Wagon Radio, you're on the air.
Yo, it's Kari.
Hey, Kari. So, okay, what would you do if you were passenger with Claude?
I would probably, you know, make a loud yell. Honestly, if I'm about to get into a wreck, you know, the driver needs to know this. If you're not paying attention to the road, like, oh, we should look out, something like that, you know, bring it back to attention.
So you're figuring I was basically a deer in headlights.
Something like that, yeah. But of course, the people I usually drive with are really poor drivers, so I actually have to be like their second eyes because they're not paying attention to the road usually.
Interesting. So.
Oh shit, look out. That's a very good example. Oh shit, look out. Telling me I need to pay attention to something.
Yeah, maybe I could have handled it different, but you know what? I don't think it would have saved your ass. Thanks for the call.
No problem. Later.
So anybody else have an opinion? What would you say or do? 1-866-LV-ROCKS. Area code 702-338-8120 for local. Well, 338-8120 for local.
Yeah. So we then drove up. We went all the way to Hollywood.
All the way up to Hollywood, all the way on the east side.
Why?
To get away so they wouldn't be able to follow us home.
Oh.
Because they were turning on the same turn that I have to take daily.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So we had to go around the way.
Now, my truck suffered a severely dented bumper.
Mm-hmm.
And I went and I got a new one. I picked it up Wednesday. I can't paint it because it was so goddamn humid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's not going to do me very much good. So that's up on my patio right now. Cost me $100. I got a bumper, all the bracing and straps, and a new spoiler.
Jesus.
For $100 and one ding in it.
Uh-huh.
It just needs paint, dude. That's it.
What color is the bumper?
Black.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's the same one. It came off of a 96 Dakota like mine, but
that
was painted black, but it was a flood car.
Oh, nice.
Dude, it looked like a goddamn turkey carcass on Christmas morning in Ethiopia, dude. This is like one of the last remaining pieces on this thing.
Nice.
But no, man, we went out and we drove all the way up. And what happened, we go up to Hollywood and stuff. And right now I'm just checking behind, make sure we're okay.
No one's following.
By the way, I almost forgot to tell them the damage to their car.
Oh, yeah, the damage to their car. As we drove away, I looked over to the back of the car. And where the truck hit was actually dead center with the trunk.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that their trunk latching and everything mechanism there is probably very well jacked up and probably not going to open ever again.
No.
Nice.
So we get
very
up,
nice.
We go up to the way to Hollywood.
And they wanted to go away. They didn't want the cops called. We double checked it. We were like, are you sure
yeah,
this
you
is what you
want
to do?
I don't want somebody to report myself on hit and run, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't want an after, you know, like a report after the fact. Hey,
you
know, these
guys.
You
still could have exchanged insurance information and just...
No.
Yeah.
No.
He didn't want to.
I didn't want to.
I sincerely don't think they had insurance.
I don't think so either.
Oh.
Dude,
And he wasn't... Even though he was at fault, you know, Claude is not going to volunteer this information.
Hell no, not some drunk driver just ran into. Wait, what if he sobers up the day after? He's like, man, that cracker hit me.
Yeah, that's all you need. So,
and plus, you know, I got that cool-ass license plate cover, so it's all dark-tinted. You can't see.
Mm-hmm.
I got no front license plate.
Well, my wife actually got into an accident a couple of weeks ago. Almost the same thing, except...
Really?
Except, okay.
Except for she did the two black guys.
Right.
How are we going to pay for this damage? Bum, bum, chicka bow.
Anyways, I mean, they were driving down the street, and there was... I guess they were waiting on a light, and her friend Maria was driving the vehicle. Her vehicle. It's not my vehicle anymore.
Okay.
Even though I still paid for it.
The Kia.
Yes.
Okay.
And these guys behind them start honking and hollering and yelling and shit, you know, like, damn, get through the intersection, right?
Uh-huh.
So anyways, you know, she waits a little bit longer. You know, Maria waits a little bit longer. Until the light changes,
mm-hmm.
Okay, or after the light changes, just to piss them off, right?
Uh huh. Road rage.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
So she speeds off, and these guys are following, zigzagging in our traffic. You know, really pissed off, right? And they cut in front of her, in front of the next light. Okay, they're in the center lane. All right.
Uh huh.
Well, more black guys again. They get out the car, pretend like they were wielding a piece. Not the piece that's in his pants, but a
gat.
Yes.
Yes.
And, well, that scared the shit out of Maria. She cuts across to the right lane, the far right lane, and then some poor schmuck runs right to the ass end of him.
Oh.
Second accident, that was done to the vehicle that I pay for.
That ain't cool.
In a very, very short amount of time.
What happened to the person pretending he had a gun?
Oh, they took off.
Hey, Jay, flip the mic up so you can get into it a little
That's
more.
That's classic, dude. They deserve mad props for that.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Drive away.
Yeah. So, you know, nobody was at fault.
Wow.
The police did their report. Mandy was stinky drunk. That's why she wasn't driving.
Ooh.
So that would have been.
But you know what? Thank God she wasn't driving.
I mean,
just not because of her, but because of just as a people. I mean, I've had a cop pull me over when I was designated driving a friend's car home.
Mm-hmm.
Because I blew a stop sign that never was there 2 days before.
Right.
You know, and the cops, you know why I pulled you over? No, actually, I don't. Well, there's a stop sign there. Get out of town. What? Yeah, we put it in 2 days ago.
Was that one on Hollywood?
2 days ago. No, this is back home.
Oh, okay.
And then he's like, you know how fast you're going? Yeah, sir, the posted limit, 35 miles an hour. Well, that's 25 now. And I go, let me guess, as of 2 days ago. He goes, yep. So I'm like, okay, thank you. Doesn't give me a ticket, just give me a warning, but I was like, ugh. Anywho.
That's
so we're on Hollywood. heading north.
I'm going
to
turn one way.
To cut down the Sahara to cut back onto my
I'm
going to
turn one way, and then I'm going to turn the other way. He's like, no, turn. I'm like, all right, cool. So it's kind of cool. It looked like we did a mad dash at the last moment, uh-huh. So they probably think we went the wrong way. So it's not until we turn onto Hollywood and we're well hidden away that it finally sinks
in. It dawns onto both of us at the same time.
Fuck, we are lucky.
You are lucky.
Yes.
Laughing my ass off. His fault at an accident. Yeah. He rear-ended them. Uh-huh. If they were sober, his ass would have had a ticket and a court appearance.
Tailgating and shit like that, too.
Failure to maintain control of your vehicle.
Right, right.
And tailgating. I've had that.
And tailgating,
probably
too.
Not tailgating.
No. In Nevada, tailgating...
Oh, do they put that one?
Tailgating is only illegal if you hit someone, and I could have been busted for tailgating.
Wow, I didn't know that.
I did not know that either.
Yes.
Because I know I've gotten a ticket because I've rear-ended someone, and I got the failure to maintain control of vehicle. You know, right. And then I got a $500 repair bill on the front end of my little Shadow, you know.
That's very interesting. So your wife got... And I find it interesting.
And I never get into accidents unless I'm in my work vehicle.
See, you're in your work vehicle, you know, all kinds of accidents.
You're a dangerous driver, though, too.
By the way, everybody, you're listening to...
Spank Wagon Radio.
You can find us online through your syndicates or...
SpankWagon.net.
Hey, by the way, if you want to join the conversation, we see a lot of listeners out there in internet radio land. You can join us. Go to spankwagon.net. Click on the link that says cam/chat. You can stare at our ugly mugs. Like, that's entertaining. But you can also chat with us and others in the IRC chat room. By the way, the IRC chat room is irc.slashnet.org. The room is #LVROCKS, R-O-C-K-S. Same as the phone number, which is, by the way, 866-LVROCKS, 383-8120.
Did you guys catch Sin City yet?
Have not. Did you catch
Sin
City?
No, good.
Yeah.
How close to the actual comic book is Sin City?
It's... a fucking translation. I mean,
really?
Really?
It's so close. There's like tons of the frames the film you can slap right next to the comic book. And
now
I heard
one review saying that technically there are only two things, and they were so inconsequential. I'm not a comic book guy, so I wouldn't remember them. There are only two things that the directors took liberty with. That was it. Otherwise,
Jessica Alba didn't get nude.
Right. That was one.
What was the other
something
one?
Else?
You know what? I don't know. I've been going back. I've downloaded all the Sin City books. You know, and I've been reading them. You know, one by one. And you know, if there's something that's missing.
See, now, how many times did they fry Marv?
Twice.
Good.
You know.
Spoilers.
Yeah. Spoilers.
Well, I wanted to warn the listeners.
Too late.
But no.
But anybody who really follows Sin City knows what that's all about. Anyway, I mean, if it's a direct translation, not an interpretation or not an adaption, then Sin City fans are already going to know what's going on.
You know what, though? But somebody who has no idea what Sin City is about,
I need some clarification right there. It was Flying J's wife. Not
no, it's Flying J's wife. That right. We're looking at chat with the mother-in-law. You know, did we just say my wife had an accident? No, mine is perfectly fine. Flying J's wife was in an accident.
She has only pylons to fear.
But as far as mentally and emotionally, we're not so sure about that. But moving on. Sin City, Elijah Wood, evil fucking dick in this movie.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. It's actually,
I liked him in The Good
what?
Son.
I will tell you this. It is not for everybody.
That's not Elijah Wood, was it?
Yes, it was. Oh, Elijah Wood was in The Good Son. With Macaulay Culkin?
Damn, I didn't realize
that.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
He's also technically in Back to the Future, too, as well.
Huh?
As what, a fetus?
No, dude, he's in the Cafe 80s, dude. When he's like, you have to use your hands, that's stupid, when McFly's playing guns.
That was Elijah Wood?
Yes.
Wow.
Jesus.
Yeah, I just remember him from Man Without a Face.
Never saw that. Wasn't he in Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, some low budget film. You know, nobody ever heard of that.
it was right on the line with the Hobbit cartoon.
Yeah.
You know,
but like I said, Sin City is not everybody's cup of tea.
It's not.
It's ultra violence, every kind of sick perversion. You know,
that sounds pretty good.
Is in this movie. You know, and you're, yeah. I mean,
is there pegging?
I don't know. What is pegging?
Pegging is where a woman takes a strap on and does her man.
Yes.
There's pegging.
No.
Okay.
this isn't a porno. This is a rated R film.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to cover the spectrum for our listeners.
Okay, you went over the spectrum. You know, noise.
They've got cannibalism. You know, I mean, just it's
a family film.
Yeah, it's a family film. Believe
me. Like Silence of the Lambs.
No, but see, and the thing is, a lot of people might get annoyed by the type of violence in it. It's very cartoony. It's very exaggerated.
Well, yeah, it's a comic book come right. to life for real. I mean, Robert Rodriguez actually got Quentin Tarantino to help out with some of the stuff. Of course, right. you know the violence there is going to be way right. over the fucking top.
Right.
And also, you know, Frank Miller, the guy who wrote and drew and created the Sin City comic book or graphic novels at this point in life, that created the series, was brought on as a director. Of course it's going to be a comic book.
But for any fanboy that's out there that loves the Sin City comics, you'll be in hog heaven. Believe
really?
Me. Believe me.
Well, that's good to know, because actually a lot of our fans are comic book readers.
Yeah,
yeah, actually, well, a few of them are. A few of them are, actually, I do know. I mean, a lot of them are manga and anime. We have, you know, the Ars Anime group. So.
Hentai.
And you and your hentai, so.
Tentacle, right. Great. What was that part at the end?
That was him, not me, dude.
Oh.
He going, the fact that you make those noises.
The fact I can, dude.
That's even worse. That's hey, even worse. So we do a topic change or kind of go back to another topic?
Yeah, well, it's your show, bud.
Wow, dude. It's your girl, dog. I'm just a squirrel trying to get a nut.
Yep.
Total submissiveness.
God.
If I said go sit over practice. In that chair, and you would, you know.
I probably would.
Hey, do you mind?
Fuck you.
It's good, man. Grow some balls back, dude. So
get some implants.
Gotta get them out of storage. My whole life's in a pod right now, including my testicles.
Hey, but you got one of those pods, man. How are those? Are those pretty cool?
You know, when they dropped them off,
it's a cargo container, dude.
I know.
No, dropping it off
cool?
was fucking
hold on,
cool.
Hold on.
Oh. Podzilla, this big ass thing on, like, I don't know.
It's like on giant casters or wheels.
Yeah, it was. Everybody in the neighborhood like had to come out and like watch. You're like, wow, yeah. What is that? You know,
which is bad for you, considering they all have find out. Oh, he's leaving. He's getting.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah, he's fucking leaving. Yeah, whatever.
So anyhow, they dropped this thing because I always wondered how they drop it off of the truck.
Yeah,
I always figured it was just like a dumpster.
Because it's like it has four wheels. It's four corners
like
of wheels.
Like a dumpster.
Right.
Yeah,
it's
that's
like
what I figured.
Thing that has like eight chains that holds it stationary.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And they just roll it out like it's something on a flight line or something like that. They drop it. They have like these hydraulic lifts
mm-hmm.
that lower it down to the ground one wheel at a time. They take off the chains, roll the pod. They call it Podzilla, you know, the thing mm-hmm. that holds it. Roll Podzilla back to the truck, anchor it to the truck, and they take off.
Interesting.
One guy does it by himself.
Wow.
Now, that's efficient. Okay, one dude can do all that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I mean, I'm going to be looking at getting a pod for a couple of months here this summer.
Really?
Yeah, I'll go into that a little more, maybe next week, week after, once I get some more news. It's good news. It's
you're moving?
Very good news. No, I'm not. I'm not moving, no. But
you're getting divorced.
Nope, not that. It says good news.
Well, I don't know what your outlook on life is.
Well, it looks fairly good right now, thank you.
Captain, I think you need to stop.
Hey, obviously I wasn't panicking that much. I was just like, yeah, we're dead.
My seat
I figure if
funny.
I'm going to die, it's going to be because of you. So.
Wow, that's good.
Die at a young age. I'll blame you.
If you're in an accident, while looking at
hookers. While looking at, you know, hookers.
They were not hookers.
What were they?
What were they, yeah.
Look like jailbait, actually. But
really?
Oh!
Well, either way, we'll get you in prison. So.
Yeah, really. Well, just depends on what county you're in for one or the other.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, you like? That's why you know so much about pegging. Okay.
No.
It's okay.
I have seen
you
those
can admit
videos.
That you pay for sex. I mean, you know, I do.
He pays the internet for sex. It's sort of like the IQ test he had online.
Right.
Yeah, I paid Devin IQ test.
He paid $10,
the
you know.
Stupidest. Yeah. You want to know this, folks, go ahead and check the archive right now. Spankwagon.net. Learn about how I actually paid for an IQ test.
So what was your score?
Oh, it's going to be good no matter what. He paid. They think he's a fucking genius.
Really?
I got something like 120 or something like that.
Really? No. Stuff beat my 136. Ah.
Yeah, but you're a chess player. Like, I would love to get, like, you versus some of our listeners in an online game of chess.
I've seen you play chess. You were playing with Captain Glory Hole at work.
Oh, Jesus, was I?
Yes, you were.
Oh, man, that guy. Whatever happened to Irish?
He quit.
Oh, okay. Because he's the one who didn't know what a glory hole was, and Captain Glory Hole didn't know. Could not believe the Irish didn't know what a glory hole was.
I don't know what you guys did, because I'm looking in the chat room. The mother-in-law's like saying, I hope you're not getting a divorce. No, we're not getting a divorce. Claude,
we're
shut up.
A pod.
No,
we're
don't.
Getting a pod because my wife is going to need to store school stuff soon, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Flying J, getting divorce. Trencher, no divorce.
No divorce here.
That's right. You're getting divorced, man. That sucks, huh?
What do you need?
Quitting on that.
You need a Quizno napkin.
He's like pointing at me like, what do you need?
So, yeah, apparently you tried to get back with your lady, unfortunately, and...
Well, here's the thing, though. I mean, nothing...
It didn't work.
Nothing's really certain. She tells me, you know what, I'm not really sure about what I want to do. You know, but I want you to be monogamous. I don't want you to see other women. But no, but having said that, you can go out and date them. You just can't fuck them.
Well, that don't make no damn bit of sense. I mean...
That's silly, dude. And you've been listening to, like, a lot of country, apparently.
Yes, I have.
Oh,
so,
no.
You know, that really... Tell us your sad story.
Well, where do I begin? I met this redhead 9 years ago, had a couple of kids, she ripped my fucking heart out, and...
Out of your asshole.
Out of my asshole. And I ain't been the same. Ain't been the same. I try to lie to myself, say that I'm happy, that things are going to be okay. But when I'm by myself at night, and I'm crying like a pussy... Then happiness just seems to fly away from me. So, am I angry? Fuck yeah, I'm angry. Fuck that bitch. Do I love her? Yes, I love her. But fuck that bitch.
Man, that's hardcore, dude.
And I'm hungry, and I want sushi.
All right, cool. Hey, Akari, by the way, we still on for sushi tonight, man? Sounds pretty good to me. You gonna go?
No, I got other plans.
Too bad. We're gonna hit up some sushi or some shit like that.
Sounds cool. Sounds really cool.
Gotta get you some Kieran and shit, hook you up, man.
Oh, man, I got stinky drunk on fucking Wednesday night, man.
This is a really appropriate song for that, too.
Yeah, three pitchers of beer, you know. I was like, ah. Once again, I somehow got myself home.
I don't even want to know.
Did you tell us a story about the guy you fucking decked?
No, yeah. You
didn't.
Yeah, but see, I'd rather not say on the air so as not to incriminate myself.
You won't incriminate yourself, man. Tell us about your friend who this happened to.
Ah, okay, fine.
Well, maybe I shouldn't be recording those for the archive just because of that.
We can go back and edit and post.
Well, we don't have a post!
Well, here's basically what happened. After a rendezvous with my estranged wife,
rendezvous.
The red assassin,
dun.
She basically left me in a state where I was somewhat pissed off, and I wasn't through drinking yet.
Okay.
So, I went to one of the local, you know, establishments and had me a few.
PT's pub.
Yes. Oh, fine.
A pub.
Hey, there's
oh, did I hit it right on?
Yeah. Yes, you did.
Well, there's only like 40 of them. There's only like 40 of them here in Vegas. So, I mean, I was just being a shithead about that. Sorry.
After drinking about 3 or 4 more Guinnesses,
oh, damn.
I head back out to the parking lot and I couldn't find my keys.
Couldn't find your keys.
Couldn't find them. You know, and I'm like patting my pockets down. I'm like, what the fuck, man? I'm drunk. I'm aggravated. And then I hear, ha ha ha, right? Somebody's fucking laughing at me. I'm like, okay, all right. So I turn around. I see this black guy with his girlfriend, right? And I smile at him, Riley. Then I walk across the parking lot, and I go, hi, what's your name? He goes, Marcus. Now, before he even finished Marcus, my fist was in his mouth. Okay.
Oh, shit!
He crumbled like dry straw, okay? Just damn. What? You know, and
damn.
The first words out of his girlfriend's mouth was, oh, hell no! Now, I'm like, my hands got...
You're a boxer. I mean, that's...
You're golden gloves.
Yeah.
You're golden gloves, so...
Now my knuckle has his tooth impressions in it, which is healing up nicely. Okay. But I look down at Marcus, who's trying to lift his head up.
This sounds like something... That, wait, hold on. This sounds like something that should be in, like, a Pulp Fiction type movie.
It is, dude, but let him finish.
Now,
it's great.
Now see, my twisted logic at the time, being as how drunk I was... The reason why Marcus was laughing at me was because he has my keys. So I begin to rifle through Marcus's pockets. His woman goes, motherfucker, you better get your ass out of his pockets. And I look at her like I'm about to kill her.
Oh,
she goes in the bar and says, I'm getting some help. So she leaves. Marcus alone. So I find keys. I go over to my car. And I'm jamming these keys into my lock.
No.
They would not fucking work. Now, after 2 minutes I come to a conclusion that these aren't my keys.
Too many.
And I look down, and there's the keys under the front left tire of my Malibu.
What are they doing there?
I don't know how. I must have dropped them. I was so drunk, I didn't realize I dropped them. So I picked them up. I walked over to Marcus. Now, Mark is still in his fucked up state. Red snot bubbles coming out of his mouth and nose. I go, God damn, I'm sorry, Marcus. And I drop his keys on his chest. I go over to my my car, get in, and drive home. Now, I thought I dreamt the shit, okay, but the next morning I'm headed to work, okay? I had to work the next day. That's the fucked up part. And I see this big swipe of red blood, or it's kind of brown at this point,
yeah,
on the side of my mom's white Malibu. And I'm like, fuck. So I had to spend the next 10 minutes getting dried blood off of her car.
Oh, my God.
And, well, you know, hopefully there's nobody looking for him, because I'm pretty sure that he's missing teeth now. I felt them give way. You know,
oh, damn it.
Yeah, so, you know, to you know, if Marcus is out there, I want to apologize from the bottom of my heart, because...
In the top of your knuckles.
In the top of my knuckles, yeah. Look, it was just a bad day, and I didn't mean to hurt you. So, you know... But I did. I still feel bad about it, but better him than her. So.
That, wow, dude.
That's great.
That's
dude.
A hell of a story.
I told you this was a good story.
Oh, my
man.
God. That's a hell of a story.
Yeah.
Just
kablow. I went from Flying J to Angry J.
Fighting J.
Fighting J, yeah.
How the hell's me fighting words, me that
day? Yeah, well, Irish beer in a pub.
Jesus. All right, folks. damn.
That's just great, dude.
Something is going off.
Whose is that?
Not mine.
Oh,
that's a cell phone.
J's. You want to go ahead and take a break?
Yeah, why don't we go ahead and cut to a break? Hey, by the way, you are listening to...
Spank Wagon Radio, the greatest internet radio show that will ever be.
Of course, if you're listening to us through your syndicates, or you found us through spankwagon.net...
We are so good, we are in the Bible.
Yeah, and hey, can we talk about Kung Fu Hustle when we get back?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah, sure, why not?
By the way, I want to let everybody know, when we come back from the break, we will be doing Mad Props, Dead Celebrity. So you may want to get to the chat room. By the way, it's cam/chat at spankwagon.net. If you're really cool, you're uber elite geek, it's irc.slashnet.org /LVRocks.
Uh-huh.
We'll be back in a little bit, folks.
Spank Wagon Radio will return. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Vegas Hosting is your one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs. With up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
What's my name? Say my name, bitch!
All right, we're back for the second hour of Spank Wagon Radio. Just to cover some of the same stuff we covered at first, Spank Wagon Radio, you can find us online at your favorite syndicate, internet radio syndicate, that is, or you can also find us at spankwagon.net. If you ever have anything you want to say to us during the show, you can do so in our chat room, irc.slashnet.org/LVRocks. More, you can do the ultimate favor to us and keep us company by giving us a call at 1-866-LVROCKS, or if you're local to Vegas, 383-8120, because we are located out of beautiful Las Vegas.
Yes, and the comment, yes, Virtual One says Vegas Hosting has more than 20 carriers. That seems
and then
excessive.
He goes, it seems excessive.
Well, no, it's not. Vegas Hosting wants to make sure that you stay up online. In fact, if Vegas Hosting goes down,
Claude
it's the
sign
of the
apocalypse. Why not? You like to get pegged.
No.
Anywho, where are we at?
Dude, I don't get pegged from nothing, number one. Number two, you know, I appreciate your sponsorship, but there's just some things I won't do.
So anyhow, moving on. Found this really interesting article. Not really interesting article. You know me and numbers and shit like that.
Oh, yes. You are the living equivalent of the dude from the movie Pi.
Yeah, maybe. Probably not. Interesting thing I found. Top 14 reasons why people buy brand new cars.
Brand new vehicles.
Top 14 reasons and the percentages. Now, the percentages are going to be, they're not going to add up to 100. They're going to add up over 100 because people could check more than one. What kind of a fucking survey is this? 100% says they bought them for this reason, this, no. 4.8% of the people said that the lease on the old car is up, so they get a new one.
Okay.
6.2% said they wanted a vehicle with new techie toys, you know, navigation tools, DVD player, stuff like that.
Okay.
So fair enough. 9% said they needed a vehicle with more room. Fair enough.
Maybe perhaps like an expanding family.
Yeah, expanding family or,
okay,
you know, maybe shipping something or a work vehicle like that.
That's very true.
14% said they needed another car for the family.
Okay.
I mean, and these are really boring statistics. I'm sure there's not a joke in here amongst any of them.
Fine, let's make one.
14% said financing deals incentives too good to pass up.
Mindless consumerism.
Hey, what percentage of that is buy vehicle for ex-wife to drive while you sit and you drive your mother's car?
0.0000 you.
Thanks.
Okay, just checking.
Wow, dude.
Thank you.
Come back.
Wanted a vehicle with better safety features.
I think it's more of a fear thing with the expanding family. I think a sports car with a baby is just as safe as a minivan.
Okay.
Bullshit.
Fuck you.
15% said they like the styling of new models.
Okay, I can
like
agree.
Charger.
Die.
Going to hell, dude.
You're not black anymore.
Wow.
Cracker.
I lost my black car.
17% said, not really sure.
Not really sure?
I don't know why I go out and spend money mindlessly.
I think the only guy that ever qualified for that was that senile dude at the Dodge dealership that they kept selling cars to every week. That's the only not really sure
not
one
really
I
sure.
see there.
I like the cars. I want the blue one this week. Go ahead and...
17% said the old car just died.
Yeah.
I'm a stupid fucking idiot that believes high mileage equals will die soon. And don't know how to repair a fucking
19,
muffler belt.
Yeah, muffler belt, blinker fluid. 19% said wanted a car with better gas mileage.
Yeah, with today's SUV market.
By the way, I just got gas today.
$2.56 a gallon.
$2.50. Where'd you pay $2.56 at?
Jeez, it was at the Mobile on the corner of Washington and Las Vegas Boulevard.
Stop buying ghetto in the or fuel in the ghetto.
Well, you know, the gas light was on, fellas.
Well, I understand that, you know, but you can still go like at least 10, 20 miles, and push the rest. You know, I don't know. I got lucky because, like, we always have the little... I have the one mobile station near my house, and I have a Techron station near my house. Or a Chevron.
Right.
Sorry. Thank you, Claude. A Chevron station.
Sloan and Sahara.
Which is really expensive.
Yes.
But the Shell station...
It gets better gas mileage for some reason.
But the Shell station near my house seems to do the best so far.
I refuse to shop at the Chevron station near your house.
I don't blame you.
Because it never takes my card.
Huh?
It always asks me for my zip code. I put my zip code in, and it doesn't work.
Yeah,
the, Chevron's
do that whole whole zip code verification because just because you have the card, they can't trust you. Understandable.
Ikari paid $236.
Where Costco?
Where?
I don't know. He says it was 87. Does not mention a brand nor location.
You know what? It's probably
Champ or
what's that other one
Albertsons.
That they have? The Albertsons fuel or Costco fuel, like you said. You know, where are you? $236. Jesus. That's cheap. Because I paid almost $250 today. Actually, I paid $250. The next one here, 20% said, old car was always in for repairs.
Yeah, well, like a DeLorean.
Wow.
Ooh.
Yes. Hey, I've been telling you for a long time, man. It's like, just as soon as you get it fixed, every 6 months, where's DeLorean? Let's get repaired.
Well, let's see. That's right. I don't have a car payment. And I can fix it myself.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So who's getting pegged by mechanics?
Hey, when's the last time? Was the last time you drove your DeLorean?
John DeLorean's death.
Okay. Why aren't you driving it now?
Why am I driving it right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I really would like to hear this.
Because it's got to go in and get a fucking CO adjustment. It will
happen. Wow, another repair.
But you got to understand. Hold on now. You got to understand, though. His DeLorean at this point in life is not a daily driver. It has been a daily driver, and it has been driven and abused quite well.
Yes.
And the let's put the emphasis on the abuse. Now, his DeLorean is going to look good in the down the road, whereas your mother's Malibu...
Hey, that's a sexy fucking car.
That's
fuck
just
you.
The point. You're
that's great. So that's good to know your mom has a Cruise Cruiser.
Yeah. All for me now.
See, but that's...
Yes, then you go out, you get sweet poong tang.
Thank you, Mom.
Oh, shit. Here we go. This is one that I think I could have fit into as well
right,
as the
okay.
Full more room.
Full more room.
Tired of the old car, wanted something new.
You know what? I think that's the best reason of any.
That's the best reason to get a car. That's 22% of the people said that because, you know, the whole fact of the matter is you wanted something new.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that sounds just like my wife.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Be it her car or her husband.
Yeah, exactly.
And the number one, and this is interesting here because Claude kind of hit it on the head earlier, the number one reason that 35%, old car had high mileage.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people feel that. You know, a lot of people who drive like Toyotas will get like 300,000 miles out of a Toyota.
Oh, yeah, if you treat it right.
And if you do it right, you're going to get this 300,000, and they're all, you know, and a lot of American consumers are still in the mindset that 100,000 miles is the end of a life of a car.
A lot of people do have that mentality, yes, which is why.
Well, okay. Would you buy a car with 100,000 miles on
it? Yes, I have.
I have, too.
Really?
Yes,
yeah.
I have.
And how many miles did you get out of it?
How many miles did I get out of it? About 30.
I put about 50 on mine.
Then I traded it in because I wanted to get rid of it, dude, because I needed something bigger. It was a 95 Dakota pickup.
They sell white guys' cars, you know, that work, you know, not me.
Well, you know, and the thing is that I had a car that, you know, it blew a motor 30 days after I had it, and I had it rebuilt and done a couple other things to the car. You know, I put new exhaust and CV joints and half shafts. And I mean, I really worked up the suspension and the tires and everything on that car. So I made it work for me. Yeah, it was a big investment. $4,000 car, I probably dumped another $1,500 into it. But that car ran great until I blew the engine again.
Right. And see, the thing about it is, for myself, is right there, this is one of the few tinfoil hat things that I ever have. Number one, I like my older DeLorean. Because I don't have fucking technology on that's going to track me down and report what I did in an accident and when I speed, which is what all General Motors vehicles have been doing now for 2 years.
Not just General Motors, which we've covered before in the wagon, but Acme, the lawsuit against Acme Car Rental was actually that it's good to go because Acme Car Rental because
they got Wile E. Coyote, huh?
Yes, they did, and they caught him speeding. And that's what they do is they had in their contract the fact that. You know, if you will get additional service charges for unusual wear and tear to your vehicle of $150 per occurrence. Well, what they did is they didn't tell people how they were finding these occurrences, but there was a black box in the vehicle, And any time you went over 80 miles an hour for a time frame of longer than 2 minutes, it dinged your driving record and instantaneously charged your credit card.
Oh, that is bullshit.
So the the consumer groups are all over this shit, and so is the so is our government, because our government's like, well, no, what you're doing isn't legal.
Right now, right. Akari says, yeah, yet Akari says he purchases Mazda Miata with $116,000 on the clock.
Mm-hmm. So, and to be honestly,
mileage cars, if you want to know the truth right there, it's very interesting. A person
depends on who owned it before.
No,
Yes and no.
Somebody who
okay, you have 100,000 miles and your door's falling off, you're going to go and buy that?
Yeah, or better still,
it depends.
How many oil changes have you had? Three. You know, I mean, oh man.
That's how
12,000 miles.
I went 12,000 miles before an oil change on my stupid truck.
Yeah. Yes. Your stupid truck, man. It's my fine fucking hoopty now.
Well, I'm just saying.
Anyhow, check this out.
Erp.
Somebody who really had that kind of mentality was Tit's father. Well, you know, when a car gets to a certain age, it just wears out. No. You have certain things on it that do wear out. Yes, you have your brakes, your shocks and things.
You've met Tit's father?
Yes.
Wow.
I have not. Don't look at me. He's met him.
Wow. Yeah.
So anyhow.
That was probably an adventure, wasn't it?
Met his mother, too.
Damn.
Creepy fucking house, too.
Okay, all right.
Moving on to the car topic.
Anyhow, I mean, the thing about it is, if you have a car you really enjoy, be it a DeLorean, or you could have something else, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be a sports car. It could be
a Malibu. It could be a Ford Escort. It could be, like, the Dodge Shadow that I really liked, or my Neon, which I really like.
Yeah, the thing about it is, in many cases, dude, if I go and I dump another $5,000 into my DeLorean, my running total will probably be somewhere about $24,000 cash, what I've spent on that car over the time period. That's still $6,000 less than a new fucking car. And guess what? There's no fucking car payment.
Dude, man, you could buy like a Hyundai.
Well, the point is, though...
And you know what? If I was that typical American with the fucking attitude of, I think everything around me is disposable, what's the use of keeping it around? I probably would be buying Hyundai.
See, now, I will
ground.
Say that we have the Stratus, and the Stratus is actually in the shop this weekend, or going in tomorrow, to get new struts mounted and strut mounts, because the way my wife drives, love her to death, but she really can wreck a car sometimes in creative ways. But we're going to keep that Stratus around as long as we can. I mean, that thing only has 55,000 miles on it.
Yeah.
It's not a super high mileage car. It's a great driver.
Yeah.
The acceleration is great. And I actually plan on keeping it for a long time. My wife, you know, again, another I love you, honey, if you're listening, but she will trash out the inside of a car. Like, she will totally trash it out. Garbage everywhere.
Oh, yeah, that's me.
Straws, I swear to God, the random French fry, the whole works.
Oh, yeah.
Me? Uh-uh. No way, no how. Every car I drive, is meticulous. Except for the one vehicle. There's only been one vehicle in my life so far two, counting the spank wagon, the reason the show exists, or the name at least. The only other vehicle I absolutely did not enjoy owning is that truck that I used to own.
Yes, and that's...
And that's one thing. You know,
there's reasons for that, too. You not only did you not enjoy owning it because it was not something that was suited for you.
I'm a small car guy or a really big car guy.
You also had a very unpleasant experience when you went to purchase it.
Yeah, very unpleasant.
What I understand. So that was also a reminder every time you got behind the wheel.
Yeah, very true. You know, and I went 12,000 miles between oil changes on that truck, so I didn't care. I made sure there was oil in it, made sure it didn't burn oil, but I didn't really go out of my way to take it to Jiffy Lube.
Right.
That's very interesting. Like Akari says, Japan sort of enforces throwing away cars after a certain number of years by increasing the registration fees for the car every year after a certain point. Well, I mean, you know.
Yeah, they take the motors out and they send them over here.
Yeah, and you can get them for a song.
So. Yeah, because we knew a guy at work, Jason, who blew the motor in his
Accord,
and he bought a new motor for $500 that only had 20,000 miles on it.
Yep, and paid a guy a case of beer to install it.
So. Yep. So, case of beer and $500.
Yeah.
Yeehaw.
And I mean, the thing about it is with vehicles, that's Japan and things like that. But like I say, if you got a vehicle you really fucking dig, man, that you completely and totally utterly love. I mean, like, you love the you like those old T-top Magnums and
I love those old T-top Magnums, my old Cordoba. I mean, I like a lot of older, bigger cars, but I also really, really appreciate the smaller little Econo boxes like my Neon.
Oh yeah,
like
my Shadow. And dude, don't get me wrong. I like driving those things,
and it's
too.
Weird because I like one or the other. I mean, I'm not in the middle. I'm not one of those. I don't dig sport utes. You know, they serve their purpose, and they serve it well.
In my opinion, a lot of those middle cars right there, for me, I think they're for people that are very indecisive. Mm-hmm. I like the Stratus.
The Stratus is a midsize. Yeah, like the Stratus. I enjoy driving midsize cars such as that rental I had, the Chrysler Sebring.
Right.
You know, but to me, I feel very comfortable and very in my place when I'm in my Neon.
I think a very big problem with that, too, is, I mean, usually whenever you have a small car or you have a big luxury car, these cars are customized, in a sense, for people that want to go ahead and specifically chose this area. The small car, you know, might have a bitchin' fucking sound system, you know, or something like that, or some good peppy performance.
Well, I have a preference for a smaller car. I don't know why.
No.
I have an affinity for small vehicles.
Well, I like small vehicles, too. Me, personally, I like my sports car. Dude, I've got my sports car. That's out of the question. But the thing about it is, when you look at a small car, okay, there's going to be cool things that accentuate, okay? They have that kind of bitchin' neat interior with a nice trim, things like that, or they're going to have a nice sound system for you,
right.
Something
mm-hmm,
of that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be and they're going to customize it, give it a nice sporty feel on the inside. When you have a luxury car, it's going to have a nice kind of, you know, leather interior.
Very plush, very...
Exactly. Plus, you're going to have a lot of convenience features with it right there. Power, anything and everything you can
mm-hmm,
possibly
mm-hmm,
imagine.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem here is, when you have cars in the middle between that, they're fucking cookie cutters for bland people that don't know what they want.
And I will say that, you know, like our Stratus is really nice. You know, it's a white exterior. Sunroof, which has
your
to get
Stratus
fixed this summer.
Is nice because of its luxury features.
Yeah, it's fully loaded luxury wise. I mean, fully loaded. If I just had to fix the sunroof and the CD changer, and it's back up to absolute perfectness.
I'm gonna tell you right now, dude. If your Stratus came with an AM/FM cassette, no sunroof, cloth seats, you would be like, wow, this is an interesting car, but maybe we should trade it in. You would have a completely different perception.
Yeah, absolutely, because not only that, it is the wife's vehicle, and the wife got what she wanted, and she got it in spades because it was a dealer demo.
Right.
You know, so that helped us a lot. But that car, I mean, the Stratus, the 99 Dodge Stratus, and it is a beautiful car when, you know, you clean it up, you clean the rims, you put some air in the tires, you make sure it rides fine, and as you know, that thing rides very, very well.
Yes, I enjoy it.
As a matter of fact, my wife finally noticed something not right with the ride when she was accelerating on the freeway and felt the steering wheel go left to right.
Yeah.
Well, I was telling her that's all part of the struts, you know,
yes,
the struts
yes.
go.
So stabilizing it.
Yep. So, I mean, she's going to see even better. She's going to get a ride after tomorrow that's going to be identical to when she purchased the vehicle.
Exactly, exactly.
So.
And like I say, the problem is, though, with, like I say, those midsize cars, they're fucking boring. And you know what, dude?
Well, yeah, the Toyota Camry is a boring car. Corolla's a boring... Well, Corolla's a little small, but
it's boring.
Yeah, it's
boring.
To be taking over the payments on a 2005 Maxima, so I don't know.
Good luck to you on that, dude.
Yeah, Nissan, you know, when Nissan makes interesting cars, they make a very comfortable little car.
Nissan has some cool ass ideas, like the Xterra.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that had a very bitchin' utilitarian type feel.
Right,
I really did like that. The Sentra, I think the Sentra is great for an Econo box, but you want something cheap, you want something small, you want something reliable, but you want Japanese.
Yeah,
I think the Sentra fits that perfectly. Toyota has a bunch of cars that bore the ever loving shit out of me,
and that's
they fucked up the MR2 in a bad way.
Yeah.
It looks like someone tapered off or, you know, beveled a brick.
Yeah, I will agree. I think we need to change our gears ever so slightly.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of people in the chat room, and I think we need to do some mad props.
Yes, and because everything is fresh and new, we'll have fresh and new music for you.
We got fresh and new music?
Yeah, I
for
think
For props?
So. Yeah, why not, dude?
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for us at Spankwagon Radio to thank you, the listeners, for tuning in. So what we're going to do is give you some mad props with some really cool new music. Let's say hello to Ikari.
Mad props.
Let's say hello to Mother-in-Law.
Mad props.
Let's say hello to Reverend Hammer.
Mad props.
I like this song. I really like this song. It's good. Mad props to Claude for this song. You don't give yourself mad. There you go. Okay, mad props to smoothie.
Mad creamy with chunky props.
Anywho, let's give mad props to someone new. Let's say hello and mad props to Strange Ways.
Mad props.
Let's give mad props to Tim Q. I've seen the name before, but mega mad props for sticking around this time.
Mad props.
Let's give mad props to ArsAnime.com's founder, creator, and guru, Toe.
Mad props.
Let's give mad props to a good friend and someone who understands when I say, hey, dude, you need to stop. Virtual One.
Mad props.
And finally, we need to give mad props to the man who's working on his, looking like he's working on some finals and getting ready for the end of the school year, Volcurus.
Mad props.
Okay. That's a lot of people.
Why does it sound like Sam and the Shams?
Because it is.
Very cool. What'd you do, download a bunch of Sam and the Shamwar stuff?
Oh, yeah. Do you know you can only enter in a maximum of 10 Pepsi caps per day to get free songs from my iTunes?
Oh, really?
That is bullshit.
Oh, like you.
That's what I was saying. I was like, oh, dude, this was complete and utter bullshit.
That is,
you know,
bullshit.
What? You know what? You guys, speaking of bullshit, and then the chat room was talking about alcohol, I have a wonder. You, between you guys in the chat room, you guys are wonderful segue people. In Toronto, Canada.
Canada.
Oh, I said the Q word, and he's like,
yeah, dude, I got some Canadian music. Check this out, dude.
Some Brian Adams?
No, it's Ann Murray.
In Toronto, Canada, accused drunk driver tried but failed to foil a police breathalyzer after stuffing his mouth full of feces.
Yummy.
Quote, I don't think alcohol alone would make you do something as disgusting as that, said South Simicone Police Inspector Tom McDonald.
Yeah, it would.
I've never heard anything like this before, said the 28-year police veteran. Arrested Sunday. God, this is a... Fuck that song. Arrested Sunday after his Ford pickup was pulled over on a highway just outside of Barrie, Ontario. The 59-year-old driver was loaded into a cruiser and taken to police custody for testing. En route, the prisoner vomited, urinated, and defecated in the rear of the squad car.
Boy, he really bat a thousand there, didn't he?
Yes, he did. After arriving at the station, the Ella Fitzgerald.
No, it's the Edmund Fitzgerald. It's not the wreck of the Ella Fitzgerald.
Yeah, wow,
tart.
I screwed that up. But anyhow, Fitzgerald, I'm half right.
Well, it's Canadian music, so it's fitting.
There you go. After arriving at the station, he said the man grabbed a handful of his own waste and placed it in his mouth, attempting to trick the breathalyzer. It didn't work. He alleged the machine registered two readings of intoxication from samples the suspect provided. Both were more than twice the legal limit.
Yeah.
The motorist was charged with impaired driving, plus driving with more than 80 milligrams of alcohol in 100 milliliters of blood.
No, I've not been drinking, officer. I've been eating the shit of a drunk man, though.
Yeah, and charged would just be a complete total sick fuck.
You realize, though, he ate his own shit. You realize what's going to happen? First off, now they got to put him in the hospital for spinal meningitis.
Oh. Yeah.
And all sorts of other wonderful bacteria that's in your shit.
Nice.
I think I can get more appropriate music than this right here, man.
Guy eats his own shit just to get out of a breathalyzer. You just punch people out at a fucking bar.
Yeah, well.
Give me my keys, bitch!
I let him keep his money.
Yeah, well, that's funny you were rifling. I'm surprised it took him 2 minutes to even... They never even got out to you.
Nope.
I mean, you were out there for 2 whole minutes.
Yeah, there wasn't anybody in the bar except for the bartender.
Yeah, what are they going to do, call the cops? And you were already gone. So.
That's fucking nasty, dude.
That's heinously bad.
Tim Q says he should have consumed his own semen.
Wow.
Now, I don't think consuming any of your own biological fluids will do anything to help you here.
Well, at least he would have been enjoying...
God damn, man.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
What a corny guy.
Yeah, there's corn.
Ew. So, yeah, there's a guy who does that. I mean, first off, you have to be mentally disturbed to think, hey, I'll eat my own shit to get up a breathalyzer.
You're drunk and crazy.
No, that's beyond crazy drunk.
Hey, officer.
Crazy drunk is going to chew on his own shit.
How's it going? I did the brownie.
I mean, it's just not going to happen. That is a mentally insane dude.
Yeah.
So, anywho. So we might...
It's fucking nasty, dude.
It's horrible. It's
Who in the hell... You know what? You have to be drunk and fucking out of your mind to think that eating shit is going to cover up the smell of alcohol.
Well, it's probably a logical
thing. No. Breathalyzers don't work on the smell.
I know. They work because you exhale alcohol.
You exhale the alcohol of the blood. You're not going to cover that with a cake of shit. I mean, you could go to Baskin-Robbins, get the 30-second flavor, shit, and you're still not going to pass this goddamn test.
God, you've ruined me on Baskin-Robbins now. The 30-second flavor, dude.
30-second flavor of Baskin-Robbins.
The 30-second flavor of Baskin-Robbins is shit, okay?
Hook me up with a scat pack.
Can I get the 32 with, 32 with
and
nuts
corn.
And corn? And can I get it as an ice cream cake?
Yummy.
What's wrong? Mentally insane or a fan of Japanese porn, says the chat room. Thank you, Akari. You're right. I mean, it is. It's breathalyzer bukkake. Maybe he should have started jacking off and swallowing it.
Breathalyzer bukkake.
And you know, there's got to be police cameras that have caught this. I'm just saying. Anywho.
You know, that reminds me of another story where apparently what happened was the cops were going down the highway one night, and there was a truck pulled over. And what happened was just a drunk guy decided he was too drunk to drive home.
Mm-hmm.
So he stopped, and he was going to sleep it off.
Good.
But not before he got out and took a big shit in the grass next to him. So the cop stops and goes, "Is that yours?" He's all... yeah, man, it is. Why don't you go ahead and pick that up, man, because that shit's illegal. Okay. Guy picks up all the shit, starts scooping it up, and throws it in the bed of his truck, goes back and crashes, goes back to sleep. Cop goes back with a shift, comes back about, I don't know, 2 hours later or so, comes up on the same fucking truck, shines his light up on the guy, and goes, "Hey, man, what you doing up there?" Guy, like, fucking rubs the sleep out of his eyes, shit all over his hands and stuff.
Oh.
God. See, that's nice. That's
that
horrible.
That
is horrible.
No, know,
that's
man.
Nice.
Fucking so disgusting.
Just your own shit, you know? I mean, there's limits, you know, and someone has to be mentally ill to do that. So.
Scat man. Yeah.
Well, I think we found our suspect.
Yeah.
I can never listen to this song the same way, dude, after I found out scat.
I can just see this guy playing with a pile of shit while he's singing a song.
He's making little poopy castles.
Yeah, little poop man and shit.
Like Play-Doh and shit.
I'm making a shit Mr. Bill. Oh, no! There you go.
Oh, shit. We better do this. So let's get this segment out of the way.
Wow, man. Yeah, we got to get our segment done with Jesus Christ. Such spontaneousness.
Jesus Christ. Funny you should mention that guy.
Poop my pants.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time at Spankwagon Radio where we point out your dead celebrity of the
week.
This week's dead celebrity, Pope John Paul II. But instead of reading what everyone else knows, that the fact that he, you know, fought communism and so on and so forth. And
denied the Holocaust,
but then apologized for it. We're going to cover his early life. Tests will be done after the dead celebrity. born Karol Wojtyla in Wadowice, Poland, on May 18, 1920. The future pope's early years were marked by personal suffering and tragedy. The son of a poor Polish soldier, lost his mother at 8, his brother at age 12, and his father when he was 20. A top student from his earliest grades, Karol, K-A-R-O-L, loved the theater.
Yeah, I'm Karol, you know.
How's it going? I'm a bit itchy.
Loved the theater and pursued acting in college. He performed in an underground drama troupe and wrote 6 plays and continued to perform throughout his theology training.
He was Frankenfurter.
During the Nazi occupation of Poland, Karol worked some stone cutter. Worked as a stone cutter in a quarry.
Get the sweet transvestite.
An experience he captured in some of his original poetry. He was ordained a priest in 1946.
Because it's easier than making a living screwing in light bulbs.
In the 1950s, he earned a doctoral degree in philosophy and theology at the Jagiellonian University in Krakow, Poland. He then served as a professor for the Catholic University of Lisbon.
Obviously a mail-order school.
Yeah. In 1958, Karol was appointed auxiliary bishop to Archbishop Bazic of Krakow and was named the Archbishop of Krakow in 1964.
Did you say Bazic of Krakow's?
No, I said Bazic of Krakow.
Okay.
What's up, homies?
He was consecrated a cardinal in the Sistine Chapel in 1967. Following the 1978 death of Pope John Paul I, after only 32 days as pontiff, Karol Cardinal Wojtyla was narrowly elected. God damn, those Polish names.
Karol.
Karol was narrowly elected to pope. Was narrowly elected pope on October 16, 1978.
Who's tied the race?
He was officially installed on October 22, 1978, at the age of 58. Having taken the name Pope John Paul II in honor of his predecessor, he was the church's 264th pope and was the first non-Italian pope in 455 years. In May 1981, about 2.5 years into his papacy, John Paul II was seriously wounded during an assassination attempt in St. Peter's Square by Turkish gunman Mehmet Ala Akar.
Where's my money?
But I forgive him.
Although once an avid skier, mountain climber, and swimmer who routinely kept 18-hour days, in later years, you know, the Pope underwent hip surgeries, had a tumor removed from his colon, and in his final years walked with a cane or was supported on the arm of another. Or don't forget the mobile Pope Mobile, the wheelchair that made him stand and sit and do aerobics.
Dude, the Pope used to ski, dude. All I can picture him now is, like, getting attacked by that fucking monster from Ski Free.
But his physical ailments did not detract from his mental prowess. Pope John Paul letters, sermons, and speeches filled nearly 150 volumes. He wrote 12 encyclopedias, and published Crossing the Threshold of Hope in 1994, answering a series of theological questions. As Pope, John Paul's opportunity was apparent in both the massive crowds, or popularity was apparent in both the massive crowds that he greeted, and his appearances, and the opinion polls that gave him very high ratings.
Wrote a whole bunch of answered theological questions. I think the only answer that Catholics know is you're going to hell. But I could be wrong.
Purgatory. Said to have humanized the figure of the Pope through his ability to connect with people he met from all walks of life, experts attributed his popularity to the great pains he took to stress the dignity and worth of each individual, regardless of religious beliefs, such as he actually he was like one of the first popes to ever step into a synagogue, first pope to ever step into a Lutheran church.
And prayed at the Wailing Wall.
Yeah, so he actually bridged a lot. It's his attempt to bridge a ton of religions.
Like how Elvis wore both a Star of David and a cross.
There you go.
Yeah, he was a conflicting son of a bitch.
Pope John Paul II died April 2nd,
Elvis the Pope.
2005, in his bed at the Vatican. He was 84.
Oh, God damn it, we'll miss you.
Your dead celebrity of the week.
Have a nagila fried chicken. Have some nagila. Have a tortilla. Gregorian chant. Do they all have to be Greg? Or...
The Pope, I guess, will miss you.
Sandwich and a bed, which is a meal.
Damn! That's your doing.
Yeah, break it down.
Hey, that does, man. Look, that works pretty good.
Man, that's
ooh,
sick.
Break that shit.
Fuck that shit up. I got the Holy Ghost power there, man.
That actually fit a little together just a little too well,
yeah,
in some spots.
Do you feel a spirit up in you?
Yeah, hold on. Yeah, I just lost it. Just lost it. Damn.
There you go. I think we lost two listeners during that. They're like, oh, we are like so offended. Yeah, who was it? What they say? We're all stars in the Pope show?
Yeah.
I like that.
I'm sorry, dude. I lost my CD of Mechanical Animals, so I don't have that song, dude.
No. We're all... The green room yells, Marilyn Manson!
Fucking
yeah,
good.
He's in here. You should meet him.
But remember, you have to be a caller to get a prize. What the fuck?
Thank you, green room.
Yeah.
We need to lock that door.
Dude, he didn't open it. He yelled through it. God
damn.
Know,
but we can just, like, avoidance.
Captain Obvious, I think.
Anywho, what else we got to talk about?
Apparently, some other guy died too. He was like,
"Well,
a,
we got
Japanese."
Oh, what about the Shibo? Chick?
We got an author. No,
we
Shibo was last
Shibo,
week.
Dude.
Oh, wow, yeah. I missed that one.
We actually weren't going to say Shibo anymore on the.
We're going to say.
Yeah,
we have to check our own archives.
Huh?
Have to check our own archives.
So anyhow, yeah, we who else died? A author, like a world-renowned author, and also the king of Burundi, I think. So,
yeah. Burundi. Oh no.
One of the longest
Monaco. Monaco, that guy.
Oh,
died.
Yeah, the guy who brought all the casinos and made Monaco into Vegas.
Yeah,
East.
Yeah, that's right. And he had the car races.
Yeah.
He married Grace Kelly. He nailed her.
Married Grace Kelly, and she died in a car accident.
And apparently the...
conveniently enough.
Some dude that was the Rosa Parks, apparently, of the Japanese movement to get out of internment camps. He died today, too.
Oh, one of the nieces?
He died this past week, yeah.
And he died today, I thought.
No, I saw it earlier, I thought.
Yeah, earlier today he died.
Was it today? Okay.
Yeah.
I thought I saw it
no,
earlier the week.
No, it was today.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, just for them. There, so.
Yes, well, shall I come back with another retort?
Oh, Jesus, here we go again.
Reverend Hammer said, yes, he corrects us. It was actually Prince Rainier.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
Now, who's his successor?
I love the cherries.
Who's his successor? Prince Albert?
Yeah, actually, you're right. It is Prince Albert.
What are you doing bringing this up?
Well, Prince.
I think he does a better Prince than... Sounds like a rat caught in a trap.
Yeah, right.
Ask me if I want pancakes.
Do you want pancakes?
Do you want pancakes, bitch?
No clue.
Of course not. You don't watch Dave
Chappelle show. You don't.
No, I don't watch Dave Chappelle show.
God.
That's sad, dude.
Charlie Murphy!
You're very racist. You know that, Trench?
Yeah. Again, you really shouldn't be throwing
out those
accusations
niggers,
like that.
Those niggers.
Because that really, really can go really bad.
Well, why? You don't watch Chappelle's show.
So what?
You're not very urban.
I didn't know I had to be.
You have to. You live in Las Vegas. Have you seen where the studio's at? Urban.
His fucking ass is more afraid of bums than me. And you're insulting me?
No, I'll insult him too.
As far as I'm concerned, you know, I don't make obviously any deal out of watching the Dave Chappelle show. Mostly because it's, one, not on the time I want to watch shit.
And you have a DVR.
And it's just not a show that I find funny.
You don't find the blind black white supremacist humorous. You don't find that funny at all.
I didn't. Now, I don't think that makes me a racist at all.
Okay, fine, you're not racist. But you're not in tune with your demographic.
My demographic is computer geeks sitting out there listening to us right now.
And dude, who fucking shares files of Dave Chappelle more than that? Computer geeks. I'm Rick James, bitch.
You want some Rick James? I'll get you some Rick James.
Jesus Christ, everybody in the chat room. Fuck everyone. Trenchers and Street Trench, he's the honky's honky.
Yeah, man. Come on, get crunk.
Get drunk.
Skeet, 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 skeet. Yeah.
Great. Now we're going to get Little John for the third week in a row.
Okay.
Seriously, third week in a row. Every week, someone has to say something.
Hey!
Sing along and prove that you're in touch.
I can't sing along.
Yes, you can.
You sing first.
Woo!
369, damn, she's fine. Come on, let's suck it to me one more time. Get low, get low, get low, get low.
To the window!
To the wall!
Oh, shit, the sweat drip down my balls. All these bitches called. Ow, she, motherfucker!
Okay, the bottle just killed it, dude.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey!
There you go.
There you go. You proved that you love everyone.
Yes.
You sung along.
You love black people.
This is coming from the man who looks like the ultimate Southern.
I love bitches!
fucking Claude goes down to Georgia like, hey, we know you. We bought a trailer. Claude's like,
hey, you had chicken and waffles, right?
Yeah.
All right. Then you worked.
Well, it was Eggos and chicken McNuggets.
Yeah, went down to Georgia, dude.
That's the lies without it, George.
We're going to be... God, here we go.
Yee-hoo!
God damn it!
Warn me next time so I can turn the board down.
Oh,
or get away from the mic.
Okay, wait, this is a remix?
Yeah, it's Primus. There's a ton of versions of this song.
Yeah.
I had one from the Toy Dolls, like a British punk group.
The Devil Went Down to
Georgia. Oh, I got another version, too. Well, let me go ahead and get that one for you.
Fresh from the AM dial.
Hey, man, don't blame me. Shoot a recording.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, it's a pretty good one. I have a lot of songs about marijuana consumption.
And you're not even a stoner.
No, I'm not, dude.
You're
and my father was very anti-drug, and he loved Cheech and Chong. That's where I get it from.
So, I mean, you know, I think the closest to a stoner is our alcoholic friend across the bar here.
That's right.
And really, I don't think you're a stoner, are you?
Not even in the slightest.
No, you've never even taken a hit like myself, have you?
No.
See, neither here.
Never needed to.
But, you know, that's interesting, though. Here we are. We enjoy the drug humor, but we're all three, like, never really done anything worse than... Well, you punching out people in parking lots, you Guinnessing yourself to death, chatting, IRC chat when you're drunk. Me, I just can't drink at all, so.
I'll never smoke weed with Willie again.
I'll never smoke weed with Willie again.
Now, I turned you on to this
one,
didn't
did. I? Smoked weed with Willie again. My party's all over before it begins. You pour me some old Whiskey River, my friend.
Toby Keith.
I'll never smoke weed with Willie again. I love this song, too.
That is great. He's talking about Willie Nelson, of course.
Yeah.
We ever played this on the show?
No.
Never smoke weed with Willie again. My party's all over before it began. You can pour me some old Whiskey River, my friend. Never smoke weed with Willie again. Come on, sing along, Blind Jay.
I don't know all the words yet.
Smile on my face, great contact high.
Yeah.
I never smoke weed with Willie again. My party's all over before it begins. Pour me some old Whiskey River, my friend. I'll never smoke weed with Willie again. Position drool on my chin. Messed up and smoke weed with Willie again. Yeah, I don't know what show that's off of, dude.
Sounds like Bob and Tom in the morning because the laughter sounds like very Bob and Tom. So that's probably where that's from.
I have a lot more songs too, dude. Here's a Spangwagon favorite.
Oh, God, this horrible song.
Hey, what about Cousin Got High? Our friend Afro Man.
This is horrible.
This is a horrible song.
I'm feeling it.
Are you feeling it?
He's
Cambodian.
Yeah, see, that's
he's the
probably
Khmer
why.
Kid.
I connect with my Asian brothers. What's up, my yellow brothers?
I know you can sing along to this.
Yeah, well, I forgot the words. It's been such a long time.
Because you got high.
La da 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 da. La da 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 da. Because I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
I was going to go in the room.
Then I got high.
I'll tell you that.
Then I up and down the broom. Then I got high.
The room is still messed up,
and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, because I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
La da da da.
I forgot the words to it.
No, I forgot.
It's been so long.
I'm pass. Yeah. I'm thinking it next semester, and I know why man. Hey, because I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. Then I got high. He's not doing promotion, but I got high.
Da, 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 da.
I'm selling dope, and I know why. Because I got high.
All right, we better wrap this up because we got other shows coming. We'll have to get to ghetto haiku next week.
Man, are you feeling karaoke tonight, man?
Oh, God.
Yeah, fucking A, dude.
So hold on to your ghetto haiku.
You want to do a ghetto haiku right now?
Oh, you didn't write
it? You drawing fucking...
He's drawing naked
dude.
Chicks. Let's roll the credits so we can get out of here.
Fucking dude. You totally threw me off my flesh and me naked comedy.
Roll the credits.
I'm trying to think...
Roll the fucking credits, man. What the fuck?
I'm trying to think of something to be good this
God
week.
Just play
it,
something!
Claude.
We're late!
Okay, hold on.
Play like the vinyls. I touched myself. That's not it, man!
You have been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. You've been listening to
Spank
Wagon Radio.
I'm not high, but, you know, it's like I'm really forgetful right now.
Yeah, really. Hey, I've been your host, Trencher.
I, of course, am the imaginary Claude... imaginary?
Keep rolling, come on!
Miss Claude Pauls.
And I'm Flying Fucking J!
All right, we want to say a big thank you to the studios, LVRocks.com, for letting us have fun tonight. We also want to say a big thank you to PlanetRadio.us, Radio306.com, for syndicating us all across the United States and Canada. We want to say a big thank you to VFTP.net, and also RsAnime.com for support. Remember, check out SpankWagon.net. Check out the archive. You can get Subject to Discussion. That's the number 2.com. We will be back next week. Claude, Flying J, myself. You're listening to
Spake Wagon Radio.
Good night, folks.
Good night.
Damn, dude, get out of the cam. Thank you.
Thank you.